Tornadoes by Peter Murray. It is late afternoon on a hot summer day. The air is thick and moist. Tall, fluffy clouds appear in the sky. Then the wind begins to blow, getting stronger every minute. A scrap of paper sails through the air. Over a few hours, the air cools and the sky turns yellow. Rain falls and lightning flashes. Seconds later, thunder booms. The bottom of the thundercloud swells, which means to get bigger, twists and spins. Soon, a cone-like shape drops from the cloud. This is called a funnel. As the funnel cloud stretches downward, it sounds like rushing air. Then the tip of the cloud touches the ground. The noise, now more like a train, gets louder and louder. The funnel cloud has become a tornado. Hundreds of tornadoes like this touch down in Tornado Alley every year. This area is perfect for tornadoes because it is where warm ocean air from the Gulf of Mexico meets cool air from Canada. As this air comes together, it begins to swirl around itself, and this creates powerful winds. As the air rises, it packs tightly together or condenses. The winds and moist air keep moving, forming thunderclouds. Thunderclouds make tornadoes possible. Most tornadoes touch down in open areas and last only a few minutes, but other tornadoes last for hours and travel quickly. Large tornadoes can create a very strong winds, and a tornado's swirling winds can create a powerful vacuum strong enough to suck up objects on the ground. Scientists learn as much as they can about tornadoes. They study the winds and the clouds of thunderstorms before tornadoes form. They also try to predict where each tornado will touch down. By studying tornadoes, scientists hope to keep people safe from these powerful forces of nature. Weather scientists study tornadoes to better predict when they will happen. Now I'm going to read the questions. Number one, what causes a funnel cloud to turn dark and gray? A, the air around it starts to cool. B, dirt and dust get pulled into it. C, lightning strikes the ground nearby. Or D, rain begins to fall from the thunder cloud. Number two, how does the air in a tornado move? Fill in the blanks using words from the bank. We have the words ground, cold air, hot air, and sky. The blank from the blank moves down while the blank from the blank moves up. Number three, where is Tornado Alley? A, along the border of Canada. B, in the southern part of Canada. C, in the middle of the United States. Or D, along the coast of the United States. Number four, what causes tornadoes to form in Tornado Alley? Fill in the blanks using words from the bank. Canada, the Gulf of Mexico, moist and dry. The tornadoes in Tornado Alley form when warm blank air from blank mixes with cool blank air from blank. Number five, what does the author state that a tornado's swirling winds can create a powerful vacuum? Why does the author state that a tornado's swirling winds can create a powerful vacuum? A, a tornado blows objects around. B, a tornado pulls objects into itself. C, a tornado can help clean the air. Or D, a tornado makes strong winds. Number six, why do scientists try to predict where tornadoes will happen? Now for the writing. explain how tornadoes form and why they can be so damaging. Use information with the words and images from tornadoes. So you're going to write about how tornadoes form. Then you're going to write about why tornadoes are damaging or how they damage things. Make sure that you use words from the text and from the images. And make sure to have correct punctuation, spelling, and capitalization.